Hello, my imaginary friend, Simon here. It's the 1st of February, 2012. This is my audio boo. I'm aware that there's something called February that's happening. But I haven't really heard anybody talk about it yet. I've just seen a few boos that are tagged with that. Obviously, I'll be interested to find out more about that. So please don't take the fact that I'm booing on the 1st of February to be that I've signed up for anything specific. I'm a bit Pawari syndrome at the moment. I think I'm listening to Tuesday's boos now. I got a bit behind. Somebody did a load of recordings at a Radio Drama Awards ceremony, and I've been listening to those. And and there's a very interesting interview with Annie Nightingale at some other Sound Women event, and that's been interesting. So interesting content going out on Audio Boo, but consequently I'm a bit behind with the rest. But anyway, I was inspired to boo today because I read this morning that Apple have hired as their new head of global retail, the guy that used to run, or that currently runs Dixon's, and has run Dixon's since 2007. No doubt people have heard about this. It's a company as big as Apple. I'm sure it's all over the news. Apologies if everyone's already done this subject to death. But I'm just really shocked and dismayed by this because the customer experience that I've enjoyed in retail at Apple has always been far superior to what you experience in other retailers. Including the Dixon's Group, all of their stores. And I just dread to think that this guy is going to go and infect Apple with too much experience and knowledge and ideas from what they tried at Dixon's. Dixon's is so different, or Dixon's Group, those stores are so different to the Apple retail stores. I really hope that this guy is going to forget most of what he learned at Dixon's Retail, Dixon's Group. What's it called? DSG. I just hope he's going to put a lot of that knowledge behind him, and not ruin the Apple retail experience. okay, so I know. I probably haven't used a Dixon's store since I think about 2008 we bought a white good from there. So, okay, maybe he'd only been in situ for a year then, maybe he hadn't. Maybe things have improved since he's got his clear claws into Dixon's Group. But I don't get the impression, especially from the PC World experience that John Arnold had recently and talked about on his boo. And I also used an online only arm of Dixon's Group. I think it's Computer Warehouse or something. I bought my iMac from there in, I think that was also 2008. But that was just an online thing, so I didn't have any problems with it really. I just hate to think that Apple retail is going to revolutionise itself and they're going to start selling PCs as well and start trying to push extended warranties down your throat when you buy something from the Apple shop. I know they have Apple Care, but they don't shove it down your throat in the Apple retail experience. So I just really, really hope that Apple retail is going to be worse off with this new guy. So there we go. There's my thoughts. Another thought. Whoever it was talking about, was it Dean? or I think it was Dean was talking about, could you live without your gadgets and your social networking? And he was saying that he didn't think he could. I am absolutely certain I could quite contentedly live without all my gadgets and social networking and stuff like that. Because, you know, if we had this kind of apocalyptic meltdown of all the technology or whatever, as long as I've got my lovely wife, you know, I'd be more than happy. Because, you know, she is she is my other half, and you know, I if I want intelligent conversation, I can go to Yana any time. So now I'm not at all worried about that. It would be a bit of a shock. But I could definitely get used to it. Definitely. Anyway, that's enough rambling from me for now. So, there was one other thing I wanted to respond to was, McColgan, Omani blog were talking about blethering, and I Jacqueline remarked on it too in the comments field, you know, and I really just wanted to just reiterate what I said in the comments field, not verbatim because I'm not in front of the computer screen, but you don't have to, you know, you don't have to apologise for starting a boom, recording a boom without having fully thought through everything you're going to say. Don't just apologise for that. We've got the choice. We can play it at double speed or three times the speed on downcast, or we can skip. You know, we've got that choice as listeners. So, you know, we can even unfollow you if we don't want. You know, either way, you can unfollow someone if you don't like the content they're putting out. You know, some people go to an extreme where they prepare too much for their boos, and you end up with a boo that sounds quite sort of flat because it's lost some of the dynamism that you get when you're on a sort of cusp between, you know, between having some spontaneity and having thought it through. Certainly the boos that I enjoy straddle that line, or between, you know, being overprepared and underprepared, and I think it's a very exciting, very enjoyable boo, a very authentic boo, where you know, where those two qualities are both combined in a balance. So I'm not expressing myself very clearly, I don't think, but you know, and everyone draws a line differently, and that's one of the great things about Audio Boo, is that you can have a bit more of dangerous content published on there than you wouldn't be able to get on the radio, for instance, where obviously everything is very well planned. And there's a phone, so I'm going to have to sign off anyway, which is good because I've come to the end of my thought. So thanks everyone for listening. Take care. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.